Welcome to episode 770 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is our last day in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12 is a culmination of the book's exploration of life's fleeting pleasures and pursuits, with a final pivot towards an eternal perspective, one that acknowledges human limitations and encourages a reverent relationship with God, from youth to old age. Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1 to 8.
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the windows are dimmed, and the doors on the street are shut, when the sound of the grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of song are brought low. They are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. The almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire fails, because man is going to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it.
Solomon begins the book of Ecclesiastes by observing the cyclical nature of life. In verse 9 of the very first chapter, he writes, and we can almost imagine him saying this wistfully, what has been will be again, what has been done will be done again, there is nothing new under the sun. Many of us can relate. We chase after success, knowledge, pleasure, or wealth, only to find these pursuits are like what verse 14 calls, chasing after the wind. Despite our best efforts, we can't grasp or contain the wind, it slips through our fingers, no matter how hard we try. Yet, this isn't a call to despair, but an invitation to seek meaning beyond the temporal. Ecclesiastes 3 beautifully elucidates the various seasons of life. According to verse 4, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Just as nature moves through its seasons predictably, yet imperceptibly, our lives move through different stages. In every season, whether joyous or painful, we're reminded to see the hand of God guiding and shaping our journey. Solomon, with all his wealth, wisdom, and resources, pursued every conceivable earthly pleasure. Yet, he concludes, in Ecclesiastes 2 verse 11, when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. It's a poignant reminder that true satisfaction can't be found in fleeting pleasures. While there's a place for enjoying life's gifts, they should never replace the joy of knowing our Creator. One of the most striking exhortations in Ecclesiastes is the call, in chapter 12 verse 1 to, remember your Creator, in the days of your youth. The vigor and energy of youth often make us feel invincible, as though we have endless tomorrows. When we are young, we are often full of life and energy. We have big dreams and we're eager to make our mark on the world. But it's important to remember that we didn't create ourselves. We are a gift from God, and we owe Him our allegiance. There is energy in our youth. There is newness in our youth. There are possibilities in our youth. Sadly, the energy, vitality, and fearlessness of youth are often not fully appreciated or wisely utilized by the young. Instead, they are taken for granted. The iconoclastic George Bernard Shaw is supposed to have once quipped, "Youth is a wonderful thing. What a crime to waste it on children." Young people, with all their energy and potential, might not always seize the opportunities before them, or they may make decisions they later regret. With age often comes a certain clarity and understanding about life's priorities. Shaw's remark humorously laments that by the time one gains this wisdom, the vigor of youth has passed. Young people are often characterized by their impulsiveness and tendency to live in the moment. Yet, Solomon reminds us that life is fleeting. He notes that life won't always be a crystal stair. Days of trouble will come. Ecclesiastes 12 warns us about the imminent advent of trouble. As we get older, we will face challenges and setbacks. We will experience loss and disappointment. But if we have a strong foundation in our faith, we will be able to weather the storms of life. Before the days of trouble come and our strength wanes, it's vital to anchor our lives in the One who gives it purpose. As the book progresses, Solomon paints a vivid picture of old age, a time when the body weakens and daily tasks become burdensome. The imagery of the silver cord snapping, the golden bowl breaking, or the pitcher being shattered at the spring powerfully illustrates the fragility of life. As we age, our bodies begin to weaken and our minds begin to decline. We may lose interest in the things that we once enjoyed. But if we have invested our lives in things that matter, such as our relationships with God and others, we will find joy and fulfillment even in our old age. This isn't a grim perspective, but a nudge towards wisdom, to recognize our mortality and, in doing so, turn our hearts towards eternal matters. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 2, "Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened." The sun, the light, the moon, and the stars are all symbols of hope and endurance. But even they will eventually fade away. This is a reminder that our time on earth is limited and that we should make the most of it. And the clouds return after the rain. The passage also compares life to a rainy day. On a rainy day, the clouds may darken the sky, but the sun will eventually shine through again. In the same way, life may be full of challenges, but God's love and grace will always be there for us. Verse 5, "They are also afraid of what is high, and terrors are in the way." As we age, the climb becomes more difficult, and the dangers become more apparent. This is a reminder that we should be prepared for the challenges that we will face in our old age. Ecclesiastes culminates in a profound realization in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind." After a meticulous examination of life, Solomon identifies our ultimate purpose. It isn't found in the accolades, achievements, or assets we accumulate, but in reverencing our Creator and aligning our lives with His will. Remember, your Creator isn't just advice for the young, or a reflection for the aged. It's a timeless truth relevant for all. Life, with its ebbs and flows, joys and sorrows, certainties and ambiguities, can be perplexing. But amidst its unpredictability, Ecclesiastes points us to the steadfast rock, our Creator. In Him, we find purpose, meaning, and eternal joy. If you take nothing else from our study of this book, we hope that you take that. Father, as we navigate the seasons of life, help us to always remember You, the source of our being, the purpose of our existence. In the face of life's fleeting pleasures, grant us the wisdom to seek the eternal joy found only in You. Amidst life's uncertainties, may our hearts find rest and purpose in Your unchanging love. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.